So the Wolfpack last night went to Tallahassee, and I will just push back on this. I really think that the at-large NCAA tournament bid train has long left the station. They're not getting that because reality, sure, if they could have won that and won Saturday in Chapel Hill and beat Duke and then won at Pitt, come on. I don't know that I would trust Duke or Carolina to go through that gauntlet undefeated. So State, unfortunately, where they are, the at-large train left. Still going to have to win four times, maybe five times, if they can avoid it, in D.C. to get a tournament bid. But what we saw yesterday was, I think, it's not giving up. It was just not good. You cannot not defend on the road. Alec Lower, Trinity Road Times, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I mean, I don't want to be too harsh about this, but that was a bad defensive effort, was it not?
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. It's disheartening because I actually think if you go back to the beginning of the conference season, this was a team that was defending relatively well. But you look at the Syracuse game, they gave up 85 points. You look at what happened last night. It's really faded down the stretch.
Yeah, and here's what I've been saying all year is that I like their pressure defense, but they can't get to it when they don't make shots. Their half-court defense has always suffered because, for good or bad, their half-court defense usually involves DJ Burns. But last night, all elements of their defense were not good. Florida State got in the lane repeatedly. They shot 66% on two-point baskets. I don't know that I've seen that number before. What do you make of that?
It definitely, when you were watching the game, like, it definitely felt like it was like almost like a white flag game to me, which is very like disappointing. It's just kind of the feel of the game, an empty stadium and a really poor defensive effort. You mentioned Burns. Every team is trying to get him involved in pick and roll. That's a big part of what every team's offensive strategy is against State. But I actually think State has the potential to be a solid defensive team when he's not in the game.
Yep.
Taylor guards the ball well. Morcell guards the ball well. Diarra is a guy that you can sometimes switch 1 through 5 with. Like, I think the elements were there, but State just looked aloof last night. I mean, the transition defense was like the thing that really stood out. They were not stopping the ball in transition at all. And that was the first and foremost failure that I think you saw a lot of in the first half was Florida State just got up and down the floor so quickly, and they were scoring in transition before State even set their half-court defense.
Alec Lower, Trinity Road Times, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I termed it, they got shots up last night. State, it looked, and I've been jokingly critical of schools like Virginia that like are clearly not interested in entertaining people who pay to watch them play. I would put Houston in the same category. Of course, winning is always entertaining. It doesn't make a difference how it looks. But I thought that last night's game, if you were not interested in who won, was entertaining. Like, it was up and down. We saw a lot of good offense. I mean, State played well offensively. It wasn't even great DJ Horn last night. They just played well offensively. But when you play on the road, it's not your obligation to entertain the other team. What's your read on where Kevin Keats is with the? I mean, the community is different, but the administration is probably more accurate. I mean, I don't get the sense that Keats is really in trouble, but and I hope he isn't because I like Kevin Keats. But what's your read on that whole dynamic?
So my only real in there is just judging based on fan apathy and how that starts to look. And it's pretty clear at this point that there's a lot of that. This is obviously not scientific in any way, but, just being on Twitter last night and, most of the people that were State fans and Canes fans were watching the hockey game. there wasn't a whole lot of chatter about the game. I think a lot of people have kind of checked out on this season for State as far as like fans go. And, I think that is, no matter we can debate like the merits of the coach and I do like Kevin. I think he's actually done a really good job during the season this year. But there's not a whole lot of interest and excitement around the program right now. And that's just, like, kind of undeniable. And, you know, unless, you know, you can, you know, change things and get some momentum somehow, that's going to be something that's going to linger, I think. And, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen this year. I don't really know. But if it doesn't, I do think next year is you got to do it, or that's going to be it for this 10-year.
Alec Lohr, Trinity Road Times. You wrote a very good piece. Actually, it kind of opened my eyes to the necessity of DJ Burns, which, I mean, last year's DJ Burns I thought was a positive. I ultimately think he's a net negative because of how damaging he is to your half-court defense. You're going to play more possessions in half-court defense than you are in your full-court press, and he's really no help in that either. But you've made some very good points about what his necessity is on the offensive end, because they haven't had consistent performances from other players. Last night, obviously, they didn't need him. He only played 12 minutes, and they scored 83 points. But they haven't gotten that consistency. When people ask me, I say the biggest issue with Kevin is that there has been basically no roster continuity from year to year, which is okay for certain schools, but it's hard. It's harder to operate that way. Is that accurate in your eyes, or what do you see the bigger problem is maybe with Kevin?
I think it's accurate. Yeah, it's a roster management failure that I think State's been dealing with really since after his first year ended. He hasn't been able to put together a good roster, basically. You look back at all the players that should have played at State and you expected to play at State and didn't, and you find so many holes in each and every one of his teams. And the biggest example to me is really the last 2 years of Markell Johnson, you know, where you should have had Omer Yurtseven and Sadiq Bey on both of those teams. You know, Yurtseven is a dynamite pick and roll big, and you know, Bey is a guy who's averaging 13-6 for the Atlanta Hawks, right? A four-man that can handle the ball, that shot over 40% from three. You know, instead you fill those spots with, you know, guys that don't come close to that production. And I actually think Kevin has done a good job as an in-season coach, and I think this year is his best coaching job. I think it's the most diverse offense that he's had. I think he's done an excellent job managing DJ Horn. I think if you remember how bad Horn was in the first two or three conference games, and we wrote about how he really, really struggled to score against drop coverage, and he was 3 of 22, you know, from inside the arc. You've seen that change. It's been managed well, but you know, it's a very limited roster, and I think State's played at the ceiling of a limited roster for a number of years now.
Yeah, look, I don't even think they're capable of winning four in D.C., but I'd like to see him. I just think defense is will. That's all defense is. It's, are you willing? And I thought last night was kind of disappointing because it didn't seem like they were really into that. But they got shots up and they scored 83 on Florida State, and it was a fun game for as we say in those people who are interested in soccer, fun game for the neutrals to watch. And it was entertaining up and down game. And I admit I was late to the party since I fall into that category of people who are also concentrating on the Hurricanes and the Minnesota Wild last night, but. What I saw was entertaining, and I wasn't looking for a State to entertain anybody, including me, last night. Alec Lohr, Trinity Road Times, man, I appreciate your time. I think
it was
you
the neutral. It was the.
I'm just trying to provide some entertainment. That's all I'm trying to do. Alec, I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, thank you, Adam.
You got it.